You are now listening to Productivity Boss Moves with Robert Price. For more, follow me on Twitter at Robert Price CO. Welcome to Productivity Boss Moves. This is your host, Productivity Coach Robert Price. And once again, I'm grateful to be here and have this opportunity to speak with you once again. Today, we're talking about the best way to eliminate distractions. And although this is a fairly simple, topic, a fairly simple thing, but I just, hear from people all the time, this is a big nagging problem. And though it's a simple thing to address, there's an art to it. And we will discuss that art. It's really simple how we're going to address it. But I believe if you would apply this information, it would be the difference between whether you write that book or not, whether you start that podcast or not, whether you start that business or not. It truly is something that can have a phenomenal domino effect to change your situation. So, but before we jump into that, I'm thinking about one of my biggest distractions, a handheld game that I've loved my entire life. I used to play this on the Game Boy when I was little. For those that have been born more recently, that might be a foreign object to you, but Game Boy was something that I grew up with, and on that game, my favorite game was Tetris. So, if you're of a certain time period, you might have just heard me say that and got excited and tried to look for where your Tetris game. Is that, and if you're not, you might have just said, what is that? He's getting old. But anyways, Tetris, one of my favorite games of all time. And it, one of the saddest things about it, it's a great thing, but it's a sad thing, depending on how I play my cards with it. But it is on my phone. It's a game that we kind of have a love-hate relationship. I kind of delete it every now and again when I need to, clear it away from me because it's such an addictive game. But I love it, and so I'm interested to hear what it. There's so many games that have come and gone over the years, but Tetris is the one that has stuck with me as my number one, kind of game that I could always go to and depend on. So I'm interested to hear on Twitter, just let me know what's your favorite game? What do you love to play? But without further ado, we're just going to dig right in. And so again, we're talking about the best way to eliminate distractions. And the reason I decided to address this topic right now is because I think that for most people, the problem isn't not knowing what to do. It's choosing not to do the things that gets in its way. So for some of us, I know I've talked a lot recently about purpose and, clarity and your direction and really keying in on the right thing for you to be doing. But some of us know that information. Some of us know what's the right road for us to be on. The thing that's getting in the way, though, is the distractions that come in between that way and you actually going and taking action on that path. And so since I see this as a consistent problem that's coming up, I just want to share with you my strategy. What I use with my clients to get over this hump and just be able to do what it is you are supposed to do. So just really quickly. So I'm working with a client who is writing a book currently. And with this client, they talked about, you know, their thing is finding the time to write. So they know what they're supposed to be writing about. They know the chapter. They've outlined everything. Like, everything is laid out. Now it's just a matter of writing, right? So they started, you know, so they've gotten some momentum with writing. But we had a huge conversation about, you know, this elementary part that a lot of us stumble on. And if we're not willing to admit this, you know, this issue, then we'll continue to, you know, stumble on it. But, you know, the client was just talking about, she was talking about how, you know, there's these distractions when she's home, you know, where she can get involved with cleaning around the house or some sort of work that she gets reminded of as she's in that environment, and just different things that come up that, you know, really prevent her from writing. And so this past week, I've heard people in a community I'm a part of just talk about distractions a lot. And one of the things that they were saying about it is, this week I'm going to eliminate all distractions. And one of the things I thought to myself was, okay, so I know that's going to be a challenge, right? Eliminating all distractions. That's typically not something that we can do. And the reason I say that is because when we chase two rabbits or more, in this case, we end up not catching either one. And so for most of us, that's just the issue, chasing, you know, trying to conquer it all at one time, eliminating everything at one time. So what I told the client as we were talking was to identify what's your biggest distraction that would eliminate, that would lead to you eliminating the rest of the distractions that you have. And so we landed on this part about environment, this person's environment, because I mentioned before all the things they got distracted with in the home, with cleaning or whatever the case may be. And so they talked about, but when they go to Starbucks, it's none of those things come up. You can't think about cleaning the house or work or other stuff if you're just in an environment where you're only can really focus on what you're there to do, which is right in this case. And so, you know, the person just said, I don't really know why I can focus so much here, but I can. And so another dynamic, because Starbucks is such a great place. It's a place where I've done some of my, you know, most important work as well. But I just think it's a place, it's a coffee shop, so people are usually not necessarily coming there to spark up a conversation with you, talk to you. They're either in and out or they're meeting with someone else. And so there's not that risk of someone trying to start a conversation with you. But it's also an environment where other people sometimes are working and being productive. And so you just, that environment really, you know, sparks you. And also they do have drinks there, whether it's coffee or tea, that help to, you know, strengthen your mental energy, if you will, when you're there as well. So there's a lot of elements that go into that being a powerful place to get things done. So with that being said, we were able to key on the word environment. And that was the main thing that this client needed to do to lead to eliminating the rest of the distractions. It's this environment piece. And so it just made me think of a lesson that I learned in officiating. I'm a middle school and high school basketball official. And one of the things that a guy, you know, who was training me when I initially got certified and set up in this particular arena, one of the things he said when we were going through training, as we had to referee scrimmages. And so in refereeing these scrimmages, he would say, he said, "I'm not really concerned about you getting the call right or wrong. But what concerns me the most is the position that you're in, being in position." Because what he said was, when you're in position, 90% of the time, you're going to get the call right. Just because you can see what you're supposed to be seeing, and that leads to you calling what you're supposed to be calling. So what I want you to focus on most while you're out here is being in the right position. And I carried that with me, and I think it has led to me being a pretty solid ref. I think so. Maybe some people in the stands, you know, might disagree depending on what side of the result their team falls on. I always say, you know, whenever I officiate, 50% of the people thought I did an excellent job and 50% thought I was horrible, you know, based on who wins and loses. But this is a lesson that, you know, I learned this in officiating, but I think we can apply it to life. Sometimes just being in the right environment and being in the right position, that will help to just eliminate distractions by virtue of where you are. And so I want to say that to you this week. Like, what is your, you know, what is, think about, don't just think about what's distracting you, but think about the elements that are leading to that being, to those things being the distraction. Like where you, you know, where you are. And for you, it could be something else. For you, you might be in the right environment, but, you know, there's different things that are coming up. But that's what it was for this person. That's typically what it is for me. When I can get in the right position, I can knock out, because I can put my, you know, phone on do not disturb, where I can, you know, pretty much get a good solid, you know, couple hours in without, you know, being distracted by phone calls or anything else that can pop up. And I can, you know, I can really go in when I'm in an environment that nothing's, you know, nothing's going to come up. There's no TV. There's nothing else to distract me. And so, you know, that's what I want to say to you this week. Just wherever you're being distracted, think about the position that you're in and the environment that comes with that. And so I have an acronym. I'm not going to really go through it into the acronyms like I normally do, but really the action item for this week is when you, once you think about, so this is going to actually, this is going to blend with the boss move of the week. So let me just say this. So let's move to the boss move of the week. So the boss move of the week is this: ask yourself, what is my biggest distraction that would have the greatest impact on eliminating the rest of my distractions? And here's what I want you to do. I want you to IBM it. I want you to isolate it, break it, and make it. What do I mean by that? Isolate it. Put it by itself. Let's just focus on that rabbit this week. If it's the environment, let's focus on every day I'm going to go to Starbucks, or every day I'm going to be in this office in my house. Every day I'm going to go to the park. I'm going to be in this porch area. I don't know. Whatever that best area is where you can kill it, like, that's the area you need to focus on. So isolate it. Break it. So once you isolate it, it's not just enough to say, "Ah, I think this is it." Like, you got to take action on that. You have to go after that. And then make a commitment to it. Like, make a commitment to, I'm not going to get aggressive and go after other things. I'm just going to focus this week, boom, on this distraction. I promise you, the momentum that you'll be able to create just in a week based on eliminating your biggest distraction will shock you and blow you away. So, again, that's the boss move of the week. Ask yourself, what is my biggest distraction that will have the greatest impact on eliminating the rest of my distractions. Then IBM it. Isolate it, break it, and make it. It's not enough to dream. We must do something about it. I'm Robert Price, your productivity coach, helping you focus on what matters most. Have a productive week, everyone. Thank you so much for checking out this episode of Productivity Boss Moves. If you have any questions, topic suggestions, or just want to say hello, follow me on Twitter at Robert Price CO. If you haven't done so already, please take a minute and leave a quick rating and review of this show on Apple Podcasts. It will help me to keep delivering life-changing information for you every week.